Good morning, good morning. What a lovely day this morning. Good morning, good morning to you. Hello, everybody. It's Will Bowen and Teddy Bear. Hope you are having a wonderful morning. I see somebody is already with me, and I've barely even started the jumpstart for this morning. Cynthia Barchers, top fan. Hey, Cynthia, good to see you. First in the room. Wow, people are ringing up. It looks like a slot machine here. Did you guys see the video I posted a little bit ago, about 20 minutes ago, of Teddy getting ready? That was fun to do. There's Michelle Doherty. Got some exciting news about Michelle. We're going to be using the view from her home in our Jumpstart meditation this morning, or a complaint-free meditation. As I mentioned to you, I invited everybody in our meditation group, our complaint-free meditation program, to submit to us what their morning looks like. And so far we have used Lisa's, we've used Trish, and today we're going to show you what Michelle Doherty gets to see in the morning, what her view is. Good morning, Linda. Glad you are here. I know it's hard to see Teddy right now. He's a little low. Good morning from Kansas City, says Hillary Hunt Robertson. Yep, please check in. Tell us all where you are. It is so exciting, especially when we see people from Australia, United Kingdom, all over the world. I have to tell you something funny. There's my buddy Jerome. Jerome's here. Good morning. Hey, everybody. There's Trish. Trish is a member of the Complaint Free Life program, which is a group of people who are all dedicated to completing the 21-day complaint-free challenge that I began now. 13 million people have attempted. But what we have is a support group, basically, for people who are serious about it, and it's wonderful to watch. I don't know if you can hear it, but this is just something we're going to have to deal with. Every Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, you might hear a beeping under my voice. The trucks are pulling up to take away the garbage bins. But I'm getting new hurricane windows put in, which should stop it. Good morning, Will and Teddy, everyone from Apopka, Florida. Teddy was so cute in the video, wasn't he, though? See, y'all don't get to see the playful side of him. I'm going to try and take some videos and show it to you. He does this thing I call Go Teddy Go, and that is where he just runs and does like figure eights around me, and I try and reach out and go, rah, like I'm going to grab him. Don't I, buddy? Go Teddy Go is one of our favorite games, isn't it? Yeah, you want to give me a hug? Okay, all right, here, come here. Come here. This is uncomfortable for him. Daniel Byrne, good morning. Happy Thursday. Oh, Clara is here from the Czech Republic. Clara, wonderful to see you. Prague is probably my favorite city in the world. If I couldn't live here, I would live there, so. People saying welcome aboard to all these new people. Cindy's here, and so is Linda. Didn't get a chance to say hello to them. Sorry about that. And hello to Happy Friday Eve. I heard that. That's the way I'm going to start looking at this. This is Friday Eve. Miyuki Pullman says good morning. So real quick, before I get into today's jumpstart, I want to first of all thank all of you always liking and sharing, like my page, and who continue on a daily basis to share. I know there are a number of you who today will share this immediately or have already shared this. And this is how we build our community. This is how I'm able to impact other people's lives as well as your own. So be sure and share and like my page if you haven't, and share with others so they can know what we're up to. I also want to show you, as I mentioned a little while ago, now the music is about to change, so get ready. Here's my transition and go. Isn't that cool? That is Michelle Doherty's view from her home in Miami, looking up Brickell Avenue. Isn't that pretty? So that is going to be our image, our background image today when we meditate. Yesterday, we were at Lisa Bartell's home, and the day before that, we were at Trish Parr's. So if you'd like to check out the Complaint Free Meditation Program, meditate with us, go to complaintfreemeditation.com. I'll be sure and put it in the show notes for you. And check it out. And so what we're doing is inviting people so we can see what morning is like for them. We've invited them to submit to us these images, which have now become and are becoming our backdrops on a daily basis. All right, so now we're back into jumpstart mode. Isn't it beautiful, Michelle's view. Isn't that amazing? Dominic Quartulow is here, and so is Miyuki Pullman. She is here as well. We're excited to have you all. We are getting record numbers of people meditating every day. We are getting record numbers of people at these jump starts every day, and I am so excited about it. So thank you, thank you, thank you all. You make this happen for me. So, and I hope I make it happen for you as well. Let's get started talking about what it is I would like to talk with you today about. And today I want to jumpstart prayer. By the way, that's me in that picture. I was actually shot in Jamaica about 5-6 years ago. Anyway, I just thought it was very good and sort of showed the idea and the concept of prayer, of sort of what we visualize as prayer is kind of reaching up to the heavens. So, this is not going to be a religious discussion. This is going to be a discussion about the activity of prayer. And almost every American says that prayer is effective. Almost every American says that prayer is important. And yet very few Americans or people around the world actually pray on a daily basis. This is one of the things I appreciate about certain religions such as Judaism and Islam, which have times to pray built in. For most Americans, if they don't go to church or something like that, they don't pray. Now, I know that's not everybody, but I know that's most people. Again, this is a non-religious conversation about prayer. One of my favorite quotes about prayer comes from Gandhi. He said that prayer is not an old woman's idle amusement. Properly applied, it is the most powerful force in the universe. That quote is so important to me, I just know it. I'm not reading that. Let me say it again if I can. Prayer is not an old woman's idle amusement. Properly applied, prayer is the most powerful force in the universe. Now, you probably know I'm an ordained minister. I'm a minister in a religion that is non-proselytizing. In other words, we don't ever seek to try and convert anyone to our way of being. So, that's not at all what it is that I'm going to talk to you about. But what I've noticed is that a couple of things. One, when something goes wrong for somebody in our lives, we often say, oh, I'll hold you in my thoughts and prayers. And then we forget about it. I mean, that's just the simple truth. I'll hold you in my thoughts and prayers. It was actually a really good episode of BoJack Horseman, where there was the death of somebody. I think it was when Sarah Lynn died, if you watch the show. And every time they would say her name, everybody would go, thoughts and prayers. And then they would go right back to their own self-seeking behaviors. If you believe that prayer is important and prayer is effective, then I would encourage you to do it. I would encourage you to speak words or run them in your head, which is attempting to connect with what you'd perceive to be God, the highest power in the universe, the most loving, giving source there is, or however you choose to see God. That's the point. I'm not here to try and change how you see God. I'm here to invite you to try and speak to God more often. Now, why do we do this? This is very practical from a psychological standpoint, from an emotional standpoint as well. It reminds us that we have said that we believe that there is a God or a higher power. So simply taking, it's like having a dog in your house and never, ever, ever playing with it, talking to it, addressing it, etc. Except when there's a burglar coming and you want it to come and protect you or something like that. The idea is to build a relationship in your mind and in your heart with what you consider to be God. And prayer is one of the best ways to do that. Not only that, but I strongly believe that we should pray for other people. There are people that I pray for on a daily basis, and I'm always adding people to that. That was one of the things that Mr. Rogers did, by the way. He got on his hands and knees, and folded his hands on his bed every day when he got up and every night before he went to bed, and he always prayed for other people. Mr. Rogers never prayed for himself. He didn't allow himself to pray for himself. He already considered himself to be abundantly blessed, and he would not say a prayer for himself. You know what he would do, though? when people came to see him, and this is borne out, I think, in the Tom Hanks movie about him. There's a boy there with a severe disability, and I don't think this actually is in the movie, but in real life what happened was he asked the little boy to pray for him, and he began to pray for the little boy. And this was the way he spent his life. He never prayed for himself. He always prayed for others. I was inspired to share this talk with you this morning because I know, number one, with all that's going on, if ever there was a time to pray, now would be the time. There's a wonderful song by Cary Farrell called Let's All Pray for This World. I highly recommend you check it out. It did not just come out in response to the protests and in response to the epidemic. It actually, I heard it probably a year ago, but it still just gives me chills. I was listening to it this morning as preparing for this opportunity to speak with you all. So if prayer is important, and by the way, when I was in ministerial school at Unity Village, Unity actually invested in prayer research. They had a department of prayer research, and there actually have been lots of studies. I think it was the university, I'm almost positive, it was a university hospital, Raleigh, North Carolina, and what they did was they got a group of people, not Unity, this was all, you know, people, and they were people of all faiths. And they gave them lists of names of people who were in the hospital. And let me see if I can remember how this worked. Yes, I know exactly what happened. They gave only names of people who were in the hospital to prayer people who were willing to just say a little prayer for them every day, however they chose to pray. And what they discovered was that the people who were prayed for, when compared to people with similar conditions, similar situations, similar diseases, similar illnesses, the people who were prayed for all got better faster. So it's so funny. I remember when my mom had her heart attack and we all were sure she was going to die. And I remember the doctor coming in and saying, well, at this point, all we can do is pray. And I thought, why does that have to be the last thing, the only last resort? In other words, why don't we just do that along the way so that we're all, my friend Sally Taylor used to say, baby, I'm prayed up. No matter what hits me, I am prayed up. And that's the thing. When challenges happen in our lives, like many of us have suffered financially from the coronavirus, et cetera, when things like that happen, that's when we pray, please, God. The thing is, if we're prayed up, if we're constantly communicating with what we perceive to be a higher power, not only can we change other people's lives, but we tend to feel lighter and less anxious because we feel like there's something there. I had a friend one time who used to say that he was just absolutely did not believe in God. There was no God, could not be a God. And then his wife got sick and all of a sudden he found himself praying. And his prayer was, God, if you're there. Well, the very fact that you're speaking acknowledges somewhat of a belief that you believe God is there. And God says that, or the Bible says, and many other books say that it's faith that activates the power of God. So all of this is interlaced with our being happier, being healthier, making the world better, and also improving things for other people. So I want to help you pray. I want to give you a formula that I came up with, and I've actually taught this in prayer classes many, 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 many times. Most people say they don't know how to talk. They don't know how to pray. Well, number one, there's no wrong way. One of the things that I always thought was so funny, do you remember the movie Patton with George C. Scott? His language was so coarse and dirty and mean and blue. And then there's a scene in there where he prays out loud. And all of a sudden, he's speaking Elizabethan English. He is using thy and thou and all this. That's not required, you know. I always think of, you know, like I'm talking to a friend. But let me give you this three-step formula. Think of ACT, A-C-T, ACT. A-C-T. When you pray, acknowledge. A, acknowledge. Acknowledge the presence of God. What I say is something along this. lines. Infinite Spirit, I acknowledge your presence in my life, etc. I acknowledge. You want to affirm that you believe that God is actually there and listening. So A is acknowledge. C is claim. Claim the outcome that you want. It's not about asking. So many times in the Bible, I don't want to go through all this, but Jesus says over and over again that he gives thanks. Do you remember he gave thanks for the miracles before he actually even performed them? And I think it was that giving thanks that allowed him to do it. You claim a positive outcome. In my world, I don't beg or ask God for help. I give thanks that God is helping. I claim it. And then in the end, you give thanks. You just say, thank you. Thank you. I acknowledge, I claim, and I give thanks. Meister Eckhart, the famous 11th century Danish theologian, said, if thank you were the only prayer that you ever uttered, that would be enough. In other words, if you just walked around saying thank you, thank you, thank you, it would be amazing. I had something amazing happen to me yesterday, and I just am bursting to tell you all about this real quick. I went scuba diving for the first time since I moved down here in November. We were out on the boat. I remember I wanted to tell you the name of the cave we were diving around. But anyway, it wasn't like a cave dive. It was just a little swimming and swim outs in the reef. And at one point, we were probably in the water 10 minutes, and I look and I see this enormous gray shape way off in the distance. And then it turns and it starts heading right for me. I mean, at a pretty good clip. Now, I've seen reef sharks before. I actually came around a corner one time and I saw what looked like a couch with teeth, and it just went right on past me and I went past it. But this was coming towards me, and then I realized it was not alone. And you know what it was? It was three dolphin. It was a mom who was pregnant, a youngster, and a dad. And they hung with us. They didn't circle around us. They literally rose up vertical for 2 minutes and checked us out. And in that moment, I felt the universe in my heart. And that's what we want to feel when we pray. The universe in our heart. We want to acknowledge what's going on. We want to acknowledge, rather, the presence of God, claim a positive outcome, and give thanks. So with your kind permission, I'm going to demonstrate this very simply and very easily. Just take a moment. You don't even need to close your eyes. I'm going to do so, though. Infinite loving Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our lives and in our world. Before we take a step, you are already there. Loving universe, in this time when so many people are afraid and people are dying and there's so much division, we know that it takes pain to bring healing. We affirm that healing now, both in the race relations in our world, but also in the physical bodies of human beings, as new vaccines and care come forward. And we give thanks, knowing that this is true. Amen. Just so you'll know, amen means, literally, amen means, and so it is. It's an affirmation. It's not over and out, God. When you say amen, you are stating done. Absolutely done. Done deal. Giving it to God, done deal. And then what you do is you withdraw your fear from it. You continually remind yourself of your prayer and withdraw your fear from it, because it's then that you have the faith to bring about what it is you desire. Let me see what the rest of you have to say here for just a minute. Oh, I see we moved forward. All right. So, what was the name, the recording you just mentioned? The name of the song is Let's All Pray for This World by Carrie Farrell. No, it was not a shark. Although I did see a reef shark, but it was only about this big. I also saw a moray eel. It was as long as my leg. It was as long as my leg, and it was lying in the sand underneath an overhang. All right, everybody, any questions, comments, anything you want to share about prayer? Real quick, let's do that. Once again, while we're doing that, I want to thank all of you who on a daily basis share this so that we invite and spread our message to people, getting more and more people to join us and help impact lives. That's what's important. That's why we're doing this. So thank you for all of you who do that. And once again, I want to share with you that in our complaint-free meditation group, which will be meditating in 10 minutes, we will be leaving my home here in Key Largo, and we will be traveling virtually to Michelle Doherty's home in Miami. So if you're not a member of complaint-free meditation, you get a 30-day trial. And the interesting thing about the meditation program, as I've said over and over again, is that almost 100% of the people who join are with us every single day. I mean, and those who don't, listen to it later. I've never seen such a high rate of, I guess, consumption or usage or enjoyment in a program that I've ever created or been a part of. So thank you all for doing that and for being a part of it with me as well. Let's go back now and see what you all have to say. Thank you for bringing sunshine to my morning, says Lisa, my honor. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Thank you, and Mark Gleason, thank you for sharing this. Janelle, thank you for sharing. Remember to put shared when you share, if you would, so I can acknowledge that. And also, because I can't really tell when many of you share because of your Facebook privacy settings. Daniel says, I love Miami. What a great view. How can you not love Miami? I've discovered that being in Miami downtown is like being in New York City. You've got all the races of people. You've got all the, not races, you've got all the ethnicity. I started to say restaurants, ethnicities of people. You've got all the restaurants. You've got all the cool things to do. And then you've got the ocean and the view. It's just amazing. Cynthia Barcher says, a much needed message today. And Cynthia says, shared. Thank you all for sharing. All right. 8 minutes until we meditate. I hope you'll join us in the complaint-free meditation group. It will guaranteed change your life. And if it doesn't, you get your old life back. Be sure and join me tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time or whatever time it is, wherever you are. And tell your friends to join us as well. Tomorrow morning, I will be talking about, hold on just a second, I've already mapped it all out, your dial. We're going to talk about your internal dial and how to learn to dial things down and dial things up. I think you're going to enjoy it. See you tomorrow. Enjoy today. Bye-bye.